Okay, Rabbosai, the topic for today is how much matzah do we have to eat at the Seder? We're going to divide our discussion into two parts. The first part is going to talk about conceptually how much matzah needs to be eaten at different stages during the Seder. And then the second part will be to try to calculate or give some concretization as to the quantity of the matzah. So we know that there is a mitzvah, the oraisa of matzah. The Gemara Pesachim Adaf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph quotes a machlokes amoraim, whether the mitzvah of matzah bizman hazeh nowadays is the oraisa or the rabbanon. We paskin that it is a mitzvah, the oraisa, even though we don't have the korban Pesach, and the Torah says v'achlus habasar balaylo hazeh tzli yeshu matzos amrorim yochluhu, that we eat the korban Pesach together with the matzah and the maror. And since we don't have the korban Pesach, therefore the mitzvah of maror is the rabbanon. So you might have thought that the mitzvah of matzah is also the rabbanon because we don't have the korban Pesach. However, the Gemara clarifies that there's another pasuk that instructs us that the mitzvah is in fact the oraisa. That's the pasuk of bo'erev tochlu matzos. On this night, you eat matzah regardless of what else you have. So on this night, the night of the 15th of Nisan, we have a mitzvah, the oraisa, to eat matzah. Whenever we have a mitzvah's achila in the Torah, a mitzvah to eat something in the Torah, so the shear for that achila is a kezayis. Ashkenazim assume that we're dealing with volume, so that would mean the volume of an olive. Okay, a kezayis, the volume of an olive, and it's clear, it's eminently clear from the Gemara that the size for the mitzvah, the oraisa of matzah, would be a kezayis. Take a look, Pesachim Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, that talks about a shamish eating a kezayis of matzah. Okay, so far so good. We have to eat a kezayis of matzah. Maybe we should just end the shiur right there. The only problem is that we eat matzah at multiple stages of the Seder. And there are three stages to speak of. The first is motzi matzah, when we break bread before the meal, and of course the bread that we're using on Pesach is the matzah, so we're going to eat matzah at that point. Then we eat matzah again at the stage of korech, when we do a zecher lemikdash for the zecher lemikdash kehillel of combining the matzah and the maror. And lastly, we eat matzah when? At the afikoman. Good, the last stage of matzah is the afikoman. So we have three different stages where we eat matzah. We want to try to figure out why are we eating matzah in each of those stages and how much matzah do you have to have in each of those stages. So let's go in chronological order. The first is motzi matzah. Well, why am I eating matzah? I'm really eating matzah for two reasons. Number one, because I have to have a meal. Okay, so if I have to have a meal, I have to have it on bread, just like we would have on any Shabbos and Yontif. But number two, and you know, even more importantly on this night, is the mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah, regardless of whether it's a meal or not, you have to eat matzah. So there are two things that that we're doing when we eat matzah at motzi matzah. We're eating matzah for the meal, and we're also eating matzah for the mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, how many matzahs do we have at motzi matzah? That's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, and we'll see its significance in just a minute. The Rambam holds that we have only two matzahs at motzi matzah. And those two are really one and a half. It's one whole matzah and one half matzah. So it's one and a half matzahs. Why do I have a half matzah? Because the Torah tells me that matzah is lechem oni. Lechem oni ma darko shel oni beprusa. The ani, the poor person, uses a broken piece of matzah. So therefore, we also use a broken piece of matzah to show that matzah is lechem oni, the bread of the poor man. According to the Rambam, therefore, like at any meal, we have two loaves of bread, but one of them is a part loaf, right? It's one and a half, essentially, one and a piece. Now, the other Rishonim, Tosos and the Rosh, they come along and say, hold on a second, that you can't have just one and a half. You have to have two and a half. Why two and a half? Because we know for any meal on Yontif, there's a din called Lechem Mishneh. And for Lechem Mishneh, we know that the bread has to be whole. So the Rishonim say, you have to have two whole matzahs for the din of Lechem Mishneh. You also need a piece of a matzah for the din of Lechem Oni. Two plus a half equal two and a half. So you get two and a half matzahs. So why does the Rambam come and say that it suffices with one and a half? What, there's no halacha of Lechem Mishneh on the night of the Seder? Apparently, the Rambam held that the halacha of Lechem Mishneh is redefined by the mitzvah of matzah. When the Torah was Megala, when it revealed that we have a mitzvah of matzah on the night of the Seder, In so doing, it was saying that your meal should be with matzah. And matzah is lechem oni. So the Rambam says that that lechem oni can count towards the lechem mishneh. It's a singular, unique halacha in the night of the Seder that a non-whole piece, a partial piece, also counts towards lechem mishneh. However, we paskin like the Balei Atosos and the Rosh, and that's why at your Siddarim you'll see that you'll have 2.5 matzahs. One whole, then the lechem oni goes in the middle, and then another whole on the bottom. So now, we have 2 whole matzahs because we want lechem mishneh. So when you're saying the bracha of hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, you have to be holding on to those 2 whole matzahs. So that's why you hold on to all 3 at the same time, to the whole, the half, and then the whole. Then you come up to the bracha of al achilas matzah, the birkas hamitzvah, and eating matzah, you drop the bottom matzah. We're going to save that matzah for korech. And you make al achilas matzah on the top matzah and on the middle matzah. Now, why do you do that? Why do you say al achilas matzah on both the top and the part and the piece? I thought you told me which matzah is really the matzah shel mitzvah, which is the matzah we're using to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah, the piece, right? The lechem oni. So why don't we just hold on to that middle piece? Why do we also hold on to the top hole? Ah. So in truth, most Rishonim hold that the middle matzah, the piece, is what we're using for the mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah. However, there was a minority opinion, that of the Ra'avan and other Rishonim, who held that no. The middle matzah is actually being used for the din of hamotzi. Lechem oni, according to them, doesn't mean that for the mitzvah of matzah you have to eat lechem oni. What it means is that you should have lechem oni as part of your meal. Meaning your meal should be framed by lechem oni. So you break bread on lechem oni. But it doesn't mean that the mitzvah of matzah has to come from lechem oni. So now they say, well, I'm using the partial piece for hamotzi. Now I have to use the top, the whole piece, for achilas matzah. Why can't I do both from the same one? The Aruch HaShulchan says, because einos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You don't make the same bracha on the same piece, says the Aruch HaShulchan in explaining this opinion. So according to the Ra'avan, we're going to make the bracha of hamotzi really having in mind the prusa. And when we say al achilas matzah, we're going to say it on the top piece. So now what we have is actually a suffix. Which piece of matzah are we ideally using for the mitzvah? Are we using the prusa? That's the opinion of the Rosh and the Tur. Or are we using the top, shlema, the whole piece? That's the opinion of the Ravon. Me'ikar hadin, we paskin like the Rosh, that we're using the prusa. But we want to fulfill the opinion of the Ravon as well. So comes along the Mishnah Brura and explains that misafik, we want to treat both the whole, the shlema, and the prusa as the matzah that we're using for the mitzvah of matzah. Ah. So what did we say at the beginning? We said in order to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, you need to have a kezias. But if we don't know which matzah we're using, what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to eat 2 kezesim. We're going to have a kezias from the prusa and a kezias from the shlema. 1 + 1 = 2, you get 2 kezesim. Now the truth is, the Bir Halacha himself points out that this is a massive chumrah. This is a massive chumrah. Because according to the Ra'avan, there should be no problem with having the kezias from the prusa. Who cares? The only reason why you had to say al achilas matzah on the shlema was because inos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Okay. But we are doing essentially mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because we're holding both matzahs and saying both brachos on both matzahs. So we're not really following that. And even according to the Ravon, that inos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Okay, so say al achilas matzah on the shlema. Have a bite of the whole. And then you could fill in the rest of the kezias from the prusa, even according to the Ravon. Why should you have to have 2 kezias? So the Bir Halacha says this is a chumrah. So me'ikar hadin, fundamentally, how much matzah do you have to have at motzi matzah? 1 kezias. And the best would be to have it from the Prusa. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that lechatchila, to fulfill this idea that we want to have a kezias from each one because we don't know which piece we're using for matzah, we have one kezias from the Prusa and one kezias from the Shlema. Now, what this would mean practically is that everybody at the table should really have, or at least the matzahs that are being used with the brachos should have enough that they could be given out to everybody and everybody will get a kezias from both the top and the middle. So you might have to have multiple people having three matzahs at the table, so that way you have enough to apportion to everybody, so that everybody gets both the kezias from the top, from the shlema, and also from the prusa. Okay. So ad kan, what we've explained is the chumrah, the mitzvah lechatchila, to have two kezesim at motzi matzah, one from the prusa, one from the shlema. Next, we come on to korech. Korech is a mitzvah dirabanan. It's a zecher lemikdash. It's a way that we commemorate the Beis HaMikdash, because back Bizman HaMikdash, Hillel paskin that the real mitzvah of matzah, the real mekoy of matzah, was not to eat matzah alone, but rather to eat matzah with what? Pesach and Maror. Pesach, matzah, Maror, to have it all together, according to Hillel. So as a zecher lemikdash, to fulfill Hillel's opinion, we also do the korech. We don't have the korban Pesach, so we can't have that ingredient. But we at least eat the matzah and the Maror together. Now, because we're doing a zecher lemikdash, and according to Hillel, that was the real mitzvah of matzah, that means that the bracha of al achilas matzah should also cover the korech. Because according to Hillel, that's the real mitzvah, right? That has a real nafkamina. We should not speak unnecessarily from the time that we make the bracha of al achilas matzah until we eat korech. So that means that you're going to have your matzah, you're going to have your maror, and your korech, and you can speak if it's relevant to the mitzvah itself. But there shouldn't be other conversation going on because you want the bracha of al achilas matzah to also cover the korech. Now, since korech is a mitzvah derabanan, we can suffice with one kezias for korech, okay? So now we have two kezesim for motzi matzah, one kezias for korech, for a total of three. Up comes afikoman after the meal. And afikoman also, is it a mitzvah d'arais or mitzvah d'arabanan? Well, actually depends what afikoman is. What are we trying to accomplish with afikoman? This was a machlokes between the Rishonim. So Rashi and his grandson, the Rashbam, they're of the opinion that the real mitzvah of matzah is afikoman. Is afikoman. So the Shlah says, don't talk from the time that you make al achilas matzah and motzi matzah all the way until afikoman. Okay, but we don't have to go that far. We should keep not talking until korech. You don't have to go so far until you don't have to keep that shlah. Okay, but according to Rashi, the real mitzvah of matzah is afikoman. Aye, so you'll ask, so why don't we save the bracha? Why don't we say al achilas matzah at the time of afikoman? Why do we say it all the way back at motzi matzah? So Rashi explains, because you have to eat matzah at motzi matzah. Why? Because you're breaking bread on your meal. So you have to eat matzah. Once you're eating matzah, ipso facto, automatically you're fulfilling the din of the mitzvah of matzah, because you're eating matzah. The Torah told you to eat matzah, you're eating matzah. So you have to make the bracha then. But the real ideal mitzvah of matzah is at the time of afikoman, says Rashi. However, the more simple understanding of afikoman, which the Rosh adopts, and this is how we paskin me'ikar hadin, is that no, afikoman has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is over and done, but rather it's a zecher l'korban Pesach. It's a commemoration to the korban Pesach, which was supposed to be the last taste that filled our mouths on the night of the Seder, so we replace the Pesach with the matzah. So again, it's really a din derabanan of a zecher lepesach. Okay, so me'ikar hadin, we should suffice with one kezias, because we paskin like the Rosh, this is a mitzvah derabanan, so we should suffice with one kezias. However, come along the Bach and the Maharil, and they say, actually, you should have two kezesim for afikoman. Why two kezesim? Some say it's because we want to show how much we love the mitzvah, we're going above and beyond the standard requirement. But others explain that it's because we want to have one kezias to fulfill the idea of the Rosh, one kezias that treats the matzah as the substitute for Korban Pesach, And one kezayis is to fulfill the idea, the opinion of Rashi, that treats the matzah as matzah itself for the mitzvah of matzah. So we have one kezayis matzah Pesach, one kezayis matzah equals two kezayisim. So lechatchila, you should have two kezayisim and afikoman as well. Me'ikar adin, but yeah, you could suffice with one kezayis. But lechatchila, we should have two. So if we're dealing with lechatchila, what do we emerge with? How many kezayisim do we get in total? We got five. 2 plus 1 plus 2. 2 at motzi matzah, 1 at korech, 2 at afikoman. We got 5 kezayisim. Wow. Okay. So ad kan for part 1 of how much matzah to eat. Part 2 is, okay, we're using this term kezayis, but what does a kezayis mean? Everybody knows those charts, you know, that you could buy at the Sfarim stores. They're like Yehari Valyavar and Klal Yisrael, except nobody knows who produced them. You know, nobody wants to take responsibility. This is my chart, but okay. So let's try to sort out the controversy, try to understand how much is a kezayis. So the background to this is part 2, Rabosai. Okay, the background to this is that there's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam about how much is a kezayis. Tosfos holds that a kezayis is the volume of a kezayis is the volume of half an egg. The Rambam holds that it is a little bit less than a third of an egg. Okay, so Tosfos is a little bit more stringent than the Rambam. Tosfos holds half. The Rambam holds a third. Let's say it like that. How do we paskin? Do we hold like Tosos or the Rambam? Shulchan Aruch says that yesh omrim dahava kachatzi beitza. There is an opinion, meaning Tosos. He quotes the opinion of Tosos that we should hold like a half. The Mishnah Berurah says that whenever it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, we're certainly going to follow the stricter opinion. So we're going to follow the opinion of Tosos that it's half of an egg. When it comes to a mitzvah d'rabanan, in certain cases, you can rely on the Rambam that it's a third. Okay, but me'ikar adin for a mitzvah d'oraisa, certainly we're going to follow the half. And even for a mitzvah d'rabanan, there are those who try to follow the shitas hatosos of a half when possible. Okay, so what is a half? According to the poskim, it really depends whether you measure the egg with its peel or without its peel, in klipasa or below klipasa. The Mishnah Berurah says to follow with its peel, so that's how we're just going to assume for now. But again, it depends how you pass on that machlokas. But for right now, to keep things simple, we'll follow the Mishnah Berurah. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, a kezayis would range between 25 and 29 cubic centimeters. And in terms of how much matzah that is, it depends on the thickness of your matzahs. But if you have an average thickness of matzah, it's a little bit more than a fifth of matzah, of a hand-baked matzah. So one kezayis is between a fifth and a fourth of a hand-baked matzah, okay? For our purposes, let's just call it a quarter and make it easy, okay? We'll deal with quarters, halves, and wholes, okay? So this is going, by the way, I'm following what Rav Mordechai Willichlita wrote in an article where he did a lot of the math and the experimentation to figure out what exactly the kezayis would be in terms of the volume. So I'm following roughly the shiurim that he gives over there. So for our purposes, again, to keep things simple, we're going to call a kezayis about a quarter of a hand-baked matzah. Okay? So what would you tell me? You would say, okay, so that means that at stage one, how many kezayisim did I have to have? Two, which means how much in total do I have to have? Half a matzah. Stage two, korech, I have to have a quarter. And stage three, lechatchila, I should have two, which means a half, right? Which would mean I'm having 1 1/4 matzahs for the whole night. Huh?
Stage three is
derabon. So we said, yeah, so me'ikar adinika paskin like the Rambam, but it seems that the poskim, it's unclear in the Mishnah Berurah. I'll read you the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, Uleinyin maror v'chiyagavna shuhu derabanan. For maror and the like, which are derabanan, yesh lismoch bidi eved im achal kishlish beitza. Bidi eved, you can rely on the Rambam. Ach lechatkila, kevan shetzarech levarich ala maror, nira de'in lahakil bezeh. But lechatkila, one should not be lenient like the Rambam for maror, because you have to make a bracha on maror. But each side of the sentence, there's an ambiguity here, because on the first side of the sentence he said uleinyan maror vechi hagavna shehu derabana, meaning it seems from the simple interpretation of the Mishnah Berurah that the only time that you would have to be makpid for the Tosfos, for the half, even on a mitzvah derabanan, is if you're making a separate bracha on that mitzvah. However, for other mitzvahs derabanan, it seems that you could suffice with the Rambam. But if you look in certain of the poskim, including in Rav Rimon Sefer, they assume that one should try to have the kezias of Tosfos. So again, you know, b'dieved, certainly one could rely on the Rambam, but matov, you know, to have the kezias of Tosfos. So that's why I'm going to assume, to keep things just straight and equal, we're just going to function with one shear of kezias, which is going to be Tosfos' kezias. Okay? But yes, you can put an asterisk there. So Tosfos' kezias, we said, is about a quarter of a matzah, of a hand-baked matzah. Again, it's going to depend on the thickness, but I'm just giving you a simple shear. All right. So you would think, okay, half a kezias at the beginning, quarter in the middle, half a kezias at the end. Only problem is, Rabosai, one more monkey wrench gets thrown in here. Comes along the Noda B'Yehuda, and he says that nowadays, our eggs are smaller than they were in the times of Chazal, by about a half. Which would mean that we have to double the shiurim. That means that a double kezias now equals one kezias that Chazal we're talking about. Uh-oh. Okay. Now, for what do we have to follow that opinion of the Tzlach? Says the Mishnah Berurah, only for a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, Rabosai, we only have one mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah on the night of the Seder. That's the first kezias. The second kezias, even at motzi matzah, we said is what? It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. So only the first kezias has to be doubled. Okay? Which would mean that now at motzi matzah, how many kezias am I going to have? Three. Because the first kezias is going to be doubled, and then I have another kezias on top of that. So I'm going to have three kezias at motzi matzah. Now, I'll put in parentheses, Rav Willig actually believes that you could still do two. Why? Because he thinks you could kill two birds with one stone. You have two kezaisim, which fulfills the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah, to have one kezais from each matzah. But that's already a chumrah. So that two kezaisim can also fulfill the chumrah of the tzlach. Now, if you want to follow that, gesunte hate. But if you want to, the other poskim say that you should have a separate kezais for the second quote unquote kezias. So that would mean that you would have three kezaisim for motzi matzah. So let's assume now we are having three kezaisim for motzi matzah. At most, again, depending on the thickness of your matzah, that's going to be three quarters of a matzah for motzi matzah. It could range from three fifths to three quarters of a hand baked matzah. Then in the middle, you're just going to have one kezias, one quarter for korech. And for afikoman, two kezaisim, but each one is of the smaller shear. So one quarter plus one quarter equals one half. So that would mean that you're going to have in total, what do we get to? Three quarters plus one quarter plus a half. So you get to one and a half matzahs for the entire night of the Seder. Again, depending on the thickness of the matzah, but I'm giving you just a standard easy shear to keep track of, a quarter, right? So it's not as crazy, I think, as some people think. Right? So for motzi matzah, at most, you're going to have three quarters. In the middle, you have one quarter. And at afikoman, you have one half. And all of this stems from understanding how much matzah we need to eat at each point based on what we're doing. The motzi matzah, which one's the matzah, which one's the birkas hamotzi? Korech mitzvah derabanan. Afikoman, what are we doing? Two kezesim. Why two kezesim? Because it depends what afikoman is. Is it a replacement for the Pesach? Or is it the real mitzvah of matzah? Rabosai will end off this year by saying that the Maharal cautions us, or encourages us, I should say, any matzah that we have on Leil HaSeder is part of the mitzvah. It's a kiyum ha-mitzvah of matzah. Putting aside the position of the Gra, that there's a kiyum of matzah for all 7 days of Pesach, even more positions hold that there's a kiyum of matzah for even beyond the strict mitzvos, any matzah that you eat on the night of the Seder is part of the kiyum of matzah. So one should not make himself go crazy. One should certainly fulfill the mitzvos kedasu kedin, but also know that we should do so with joy and excitement and enthusiasm and anticipation to really fulfill the ideal of chag hamatzos. The matzah that we eat on the night of the Seder will catapult us for an entire 7-day holiday.